This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Silver bells, silver bells, soon it will be Christmas.
Yeah, soon it will be Christmas Day, folks. Little silver bells with Ray Conniff. It is Party Line Tuesday edition and the Christmas edition coming up. Well, Christmas will be here on Thursday. They got a special programming for Christmas Day. Going to have a lot of music, so today and tomorrow, our Christmas season in full swing as we celebrate not just Christmas, but celebrate community and celebrate our ongoing conversations right here on Party Line each and every day. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. All the pretty folks get to do it the rest of the time of the week. I'm the ugly duckling that comes in on Tuesdays and Thursdays and kind of balances out everything. So, hey, we do appreciate you joining us this morning. Got a great program with you for you. Kim Stevens is going to be joining us top of the hour, talking all things Main Street. Then we're going to be talking up to the top of the hour. So if you really want to dial in, 659-3338, your favorite Christmas tradition or Christmas memory, feel free to give us a call. Love to hear from you. And maybe something that you do as a family. Maybe you did it back in the day, still doing it. Maybe you did it back in the day, not doing it. Whatever the case may be, love to hear from you. 659-3338, talking about your favorite Christmas tradition or Christmas memory. And let's celebrate that today. We want to thank all of our partners and sponsors that make this thing work each and every weekday. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you. Marshand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O' Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. You can get some stocking stuffers right now. Go to welovebigdeals.com. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County and everywhere else. So we appreciate all those fine sponsors that sponsor the Party Line broadcast. These folks sponsor the HoosierLandTV.com online telecast, and they not just sponsoring Party Line, but they do all the events, including ball games that you get to hear on a regular basis. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning. We just had their ribbon cutting last week, last Friday. Joe and Danielle and the whole group over there at Sam I Am doing a great job keeping your carpets clean for the holiday seasons. And hey, you definitely want to get them in at the beginning of the year, get the new year started right with clean floors. They'll not only do clean carpets, but they do laminate floors, wood floors. They can make it really look good, shine it up. They just finished the chamber a couple of weeks ago, right around Thanksgiving. And it the stain that I thought would never come out, well, guess who got it out? Yes, Sam I Am. Big O' Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard County, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Town and Country Glass, all are sponsors, well, online sponsors of the HoosierLandTV.com online telecast sponsors, and greatly appreciate them. Well, here's the good news and the bad news when it comes to weather. And feel free to give us a call. Phone lines are open now. If you want to call us and give us your favorite holiday tradition, Christmas holiday, whatever the case, whatever you want to call it, but I call it Christmas season. I know there's Hanukkah and a lot of other things going on out there, but it is Christmas for us Christians, and it is a beautiful holiday to celebrate the birth of Christ. Maybe you had some crazy or some really incredible holiday tradition or memory you want to share with us. Feel free to do that, 659-3338. Today, cloudy with occasional shower, and I think there was some drips earlier this morning, becoming mostly sunny, or excuse me, cloudy with gradually becoming sunny. The showers will come more on Christmas Day. Cloudy with then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 54. Wow. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 30. And then Wednesday, a high near 50. And then that's Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve night, we'll have services at 8 o'clock at New Hope Church if you want to come on out. There's services all over the place, so make sure you check your church, or if you don't attend a church, you're more than welcome to come to New Hope. But there's a lot of folks out there doing Christmas Eve services. Ours begin at 8 o'clock. Love to have you out there as we celebrate the birth of Christ. It's about, we normally are done in an hour or less. Wednesday night, rain, patchy fog. After 9, low around 43, and then a lot of rain. They're saying a chance of precipitation up to 80% now with a tenth of an inch. Christmas Day, a 20% of rain, so that changes. Patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Now, that's changed because I thought it was going to be in the, okay, so yeah, here comes the warm temperatures. Friday, we're talking 62, and then Saturday, 61. And then Sunday, it's going to drop back down to more winter-like conditions around 38. So there you have it. That gets you through at least the Christmas holiday. And then we've got New Year's to think about. Hard to believe we're talking the end of 2025, but that is the case. It is 2025 is coming to an end, and we're going to celebrate that here next week. But this week, it's all about Christmas, all about the birth of Christ. And in your holiday tradition or memory, feel free to give us a call, 659-3338, and we'll talk about that. Something that we're going to do tomorrow, I won't be here, but I'm sure I'll be listening in because, well, I don't know. That'll be our Christmas. That's our family tradition, Christmas tradition, if I could speak, is all of our family coming over on Christmas Eve Day. And then we have our gift exchange and a good meal. And I'm going to be cooking up some cavatini tomorrow. I'm going to get some, I think I'm going to go get some ham loaf, our New Hope ham loaf. Those ladies, they make the most delicious ham loaf. So I'm going to mix it. I'm going to be really crazy and do like an American Italian, more of an Indiana, because most people don't know what ham loaf is in other parts of the country. They know what meatloaf is. And they know that meatloaf could be made with a variety of different meats, but we do ham loaf here in Indiana. I'd never heard of ham loaf until I moved in. That's a new tradition for me that I love. Ham loaf is delicious, and the ladies at New Hope Church do a great job. So I think I'll be bopping out there today and get some ham loaf. They make it all year round, and you can buy it in the tins. If you ever want to buy some ham loaf, give me a call. They do a great job. But anyway, regardless, maybe you haven't got your dinner prepared. Maybe you need some ham loaf. Let me know. We'll hook you up. Regardless, I'm going to make some cavatini and have ham loaf. Cavatini is an Italian dish. So we're going to do Italian American or Italian Indianian. So it'll be a nice Christmas meal tomorrow. And that's our tradition that we get together on Christmas Eve and celebrate family and food and all the festivities of Christmas on Christmas Eve. And then we kind of pack it all in and then, you know, got to get to the church for Christmas Eve services by 8 o'clock that night. And a lot of folks, you know, everybody kind of comes casual. It's not a big dress up. But for some people dress up and some people just come casual. We've even had pajama night where the kids come in their pajamas and it's just a great evening to celebrate what the real reason for the season, you know, that is, Jesus, our Savior. And we greatly are thankful that God saw fit to give us grace and give us mercy to allow that to happen. And so we greatly appreciate the time off too from work so that we can celebrate that. So that is all tomorrow, part of our Christmas tradition. And then Christmas Day, we head on over to my mother-in-law, father-in-law, and enjoy more food. It's definitely the time where you're getting the pounds gathering. It's not just a family gathering. It's the pounds that start to gather, the fat cells that start to gather. But let's not talk about that. Hey, speaking of traditions, we've had a long time tradition here at WILO to talk to Santa. And boy, it took a lot of doing because he's a very busy dude. But tomorrow, the girls are going to, I think because, you know, Santa's got a little, you know, a little extra tenderness in his heart for our ladies around here. He decided that he's going to talk to them. He's going to give them the interview tomorrow. So Christmas Eve, he's going to stop from his busy schedule. They're getting the sleigh all tuned up. Reindeer, they're in their final grazing. They got to get their, you know, their stimulus bars. I don't know if they do Red Bull or some Energizer drink, but they'll be ready to rock and roll. But Santa is going to be on tomorrow. Santa joins WILO's party line tomorrow, Christmas Eve. Will be a special appearance on WILO's party line. And Cindy and Melissa will welcome Santa to the show at 8:30 to 9:30. He's going to be with us most of the time. So he's going to be answering your calls for, I hope you do a better job tomorrow than you are today, by the way. So get the kids near the phone and have them call in tomorrow. And they get to talk to Santa directly. And they can tell, they can just make sure that they get their Christmas list heard. You know, that's the big thing in our culture today. We just want to be heard. We need to be seen. You don't see me. You don't hear me. Well, guess what? WILO and Party Line are going to let you be heard and seen, well, at least heard. Tomorrow, Santa is going to hear you. So get your kids gathered around the phone, around the radio, and call in. Children have, or children young at heart, maybe get Brother Millard to maybe share a Christmas poem. He did a great job. He shared a Christmas poem that he had written in 1971. I'm trying to remember. I think at that time he was with the railroad, but he had he wrote that poem in 1971 and shared with us. He did a little revision to it, but it didn't need much change because things don't change much. I mean, you know, Solomon said everything, nothing is new under the sun and the moon. So anyway, it's coming up on 9 o'clock. And again, we'd love to hear your Christmas tradition, Christmas. I've got a couple things I'm going to share with you. But if you want to give us a call, 659-3338, you can share your Christmas memory, our Christmas tradition. Again, tomorrow, call 659-3338 to talk with Santa. Tune into WILO 96.9 or Boone 102.7, this festive Christmas Eve tradition. We've done this for a long time, and they were able to get that done again tomorrow. Santa must like WILO. That's all I can say. He must. Russ and Santa must have something going on. That's all I can say. Russ probably made a special deal with Santa. So he must be. He's getting like a big discount on carrots for the reindeer through the season or something like that. I don't know. But give Santa a call tomorrow. A lot of cool things around, like I said, Christmas Eve services. You got mass. You got a variety of different things that will be going on throughout the holiday. And we certainly want you to be a part of all of that and enjoy this beautiful season. Something that you might not know, that today, December 23rd, by the way, it's the third busiest shopping day of the entire year. So this is where everybody is still out there trying. I had to do a couple things yesterday. I really avoid the mall over in Lafayette. I avoid the mall, period. I avoid shopping centers as much as I can. So I like to do the local things, little thing, the little shops. And I was at Hallelujah Way the other day, got some good stuff. The third busiest shopping day of the year is upon us. You still have a few things to cross off your list. You can, you still got time, but it's getting closer. The company that tracks credit card purchases expects, again, this to be the third busiest shopping day of the year, which also means the third worst day to find parking at the mall. The National, I kind of had a little bit of that problem yesterday. The National Retail Federation projects that the typical projects that the typical American will spend about $891, I wished, $891 on Christmas presents and decorations this year. That's 15 bucks less than last year. So they're going to, I guess they've put that in for inflation. So $891 is the average spent on Christmas, including decorations, per person. I think that's what it's saying. Yeah, American, per American. Also, another little quick tidbit. This is National Pfeffernuss Day. Yeah, I said it. I'm not going to try to spell it, but Pfeffernuss. I guess I can. It's Pfeffernusse Day. I think I'm saying it right. Pfeffernuss. It's a German spiced cookie that you think are chocolate until you bite into them. Sure, you might be disappointed at first, but they're kind of like a soft frosted gingerbread made specifically for the holidays, and who can hate that, right? Well, Pfeffernuss, and I think I did have some Pfeffernuss. We had some German family. Years ago, I think I went, I'm trying to remember, I was in Florida, I believe it was Florida. And they had made these cookies, and I remember I thought they were gingerbread, but they looked chocolate because they're dark, and it did have that gingerbread taste, and it's a Pfeffernuss cookie. So it's National Pfeffernuss Day, so all the folks, all the German ladies are making their Pfeffernuss today. It's just a fun word to say. Today is also National Christmas Movie Marathon Day, so today is when you're probably getting prepared and getting ready. And maybe you just got the television going, or the VHS, or the DVD, or whatever you're watching now. Technology has changed. Whatever you're watching now, it's got all these different movies, Christmas movies. So you might be watching that. But it is National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. Christmas traditions and memories. You still got some time if you want to give me a call. I remember very fondly. Growing up in the world that I grew up in, I never will forget one. My favorite Christmas. It's not necessarily, it wasn't a tradition. It would be more of a Christmas memory. I don't know. Probably 10 years old, somewhere around that. I was wanting a new bicycle, and my parents at the time, work was scarce. Mom and dad didn't have a whole lot, and I was asking for a bicycle, but, you know, I was constantly said, hey, you know, we're just not going to be able to afford that, not going to be able to do that. So, you know, just think about something else. And there was back then, the ray guns were very popular. These little, you pulled the trigger and sparks flew out of them. So there was like a little flint. I'm sure that's dangerous. I'm sure they would not allow that today. I'm sure that was too dangerous for today, but there was a little plastic ray gun that you pulled the trigger, and this little something would spin around, and I think it was a little like a little flint wheel, and it would just throw out sparks, and I thought that was the greatest thing, and I'd seen that, and so I said, well, okay, I want a laser gun. Buck Rogers, you know, that was still the reruns of Buck, Flash Gordon, all of those shows were on kind of the beginning of that sci-fi world. And I, you know, figured I was going to get a ray gun. I was going to be happy, but I really wanted a bicycle. And my little brother, 4 years younger than me, also you know, didn't have a bicycle. What we had was kind of old and didn't half the time really work. And we just wanted something new, like every kid does. And lo and behold, and it was crazy because that night, Christmas Eve, I'm laying in bed, and I thought I could hear noises like, you know, a little horn blowing and some bells ringing. And I'm thinking, man, is this it? Is Santa there? And I didn't dare get up. I was told never get up during Christmas Eve or it'll be a bad, bad Christmas day. So I just stayed in bed. And I'm thinking, what in the world? Well, I think Dad had a little too much to drink. And I think he was out there riding the bike. But I got up Christmas morning and walked around into the hall from our bedroom, and right around the corner was the living room. And under the tree was two brand new bicycles. And actually, I thought I was going to faint. I got weak-kneed. I started to kind of tremble a little bit. And that's how shocked. I mean, I think you've seen some of those videos. Now, see, back then we didn't have social media, so you couldn't necessarily video any of this stuff. But I was sitting there almost trembling. I think I was trembling, but I know I almost fainted. And I got on that bicycle, and yes, indeed, it had a horn, and yes, indeed, there was a bell, and yes, indeed, it was a lot of fun. So. And I enjoyed that immensely. It was a fantastic Christmas. We had a big old hill up from our house, and it was called Creel Hill. And I went up there to Creel Hill and just zoomed down the bicycle, and man, it was great. The other big time was I got my BB gun. Yeah, the original Christmas story. I got a BB gun, and yes, Mom was very concerned that I would not just shoot my eye out, but I would shoot my brother's eye out and my dad's eye out and her eye out and shoot a squirrel or something or a bird. And I enjoyed that Christmas as well, getting my BB gun. But I will tell you, before we take a break, we're going to have Kim Stevens joining us at the top of the hour. Another Christmas tradition that we continue today that started many, many years ago in my family, and we continue it today. Is every Christmas every Christmas gathering that we have with our family, because we do it tomorrow on Christmas Eve. But right before we all get together, open the gifts and gather around, we do the Christmas reading, the story of Christ being born. Luke chapter 2 is the one I read. And it's just a moment of saying, hey, we're going to take time out. We're going to pause. We're going to recognize the real reason for the season, and we're going to read. And I know sometimes, you know, the little grandkids are all excited, and the older grandkids are kind of rolling their eyes. Okay, let's just get to the presents. But I think at the end of the day, it's something that, if nothing else, the Bible tells us that the word of the Lord will not return void, but it will go forth and accomplish what it set out to do. And if we do that, I do believe that is important. And so each and every Christmas Eve, now for us, we read Luke chapter 2 and read the story of Jesus' birth and what Joseph and Mary had to deal with and go through, and the shepherds coming and the host of angels singing, goodwill on earth, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And it's just a great, but the one thing that I really enjoy is what Mary says, that she pondered, or when the text, the writer Luke says, and Mary pondered these things in her heart. She paused and she pondered these things in her heart. My prayer is that we would do that tomorrow or at Christmas Day or whenever you're celebrating Christmas. Just be mindful of the season, but be mindful of the reason for the season, the Christ of the season, who Jesus is, and that he wants to bring us peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your home, peace in our world, in our community. All right, that's about it. Thank you for letting me rant for a little bit and share. But that's some Christmas memories and traditions that we celebrate. We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk to Kim Stevens. We'll be talking about Main Street, probably hear from Kim about Christmas and what's up for the new year as well. It's Party Line, WILO.